Drink it in, man.
Touchdown, Detroit Lions! Cornbread! Cornbread! Cornbread!
Drink it in, man.
Touchdown, Detroit Lions! Touchdown, Detroit Lions!
Detroit Kool-Aid. Detroit Kool-Aid drinkers, what is going on, everybody? It's your host Derek Oker right here on the Detroit Kool-Aid Cast. You guys know what it is, serving up that delicious Honolulu blue flavored Kool-Aid, double sided cornbread. Free agency has started, at least I think it has. I mean, for Lions fans, kind of been a little bit of this. Hello, anybody there? Hello. We thought Brad Holmes might come out and make a splash or two. That hasn't happened, but so much to get into, so much to talk about. Choppy Chop, the one and only Chops, at Chops in the D on Twitter, is back to talk all about it. How you doing, buddy?
I'm tired of waiting for you because has free agency started? Yeah, still just waiting on Brad Holmes to take care of some business. I know he's always open, but still waiting for something that's going to move the needle here. But how you feeling about these signings so far this week, Oak?
Hey, man, like I came out here talking about I want Christian Wilkins. You know, I talked about some other guys that usually guys that I liked in the draft process or whatever, but the overall approach really hasn't surprised me at all, to be honest. They're kind of like under the radar moves, low cost moves, shrewd moves, moves that we'll probably look back on and I'm almost hesitant or afraid to say anything bad about, because they'll probably end up working out tremendously. And the biggest thing, we'll get into each one here one by one, as well as give us some takes on the guys that left and things like that. But my overall approach is, these are just fits again, man. These are guys that are good locker room guys, good tape on them from Holmes and Campbell, guys they know, scheme fits, all that type of stuff. So I feel like that's really what it comes down to, is they know these guys better than we do. They know the fit better than we do. And that's kind of first and foremost, more so than the name or the dollars or the splash or the media. So that's kind of where I'm at with it.
Yeah, I think we may go toe-to-toe with that, because I don't necessarily agree with guy, quote-unquote, guys that fit the mentality, but we can dive into him a little bit here. I think we should probably, if we could get started, I mean, I think the best thing that he's done all offseason, and I'll announce it or bring it up right away, is I love the fact that we re-signed Graham Glasgow for this deal that we signed him for, and for the price that we paid for him after just an insane run on interior offensive line guards getting paid, pizzade. And Graham Glasgow comes back for a major hometown discount. So let's dive into it, man. I love it.
Yeah, that was the first move that happened. And you know, we had a few texts back and forth, as well as with some other friends. Most people, like, you know, they were glad to have it back. You know, I kind of had an issue with 3 for 20. You were clamoring that, you know, that's Bula Bula, because this is kind of what it is now. And my whole thing with Glasgow is just, I love when we took him, love when he was here his first stint. He left, he wasn't very good, he came back. I thought he might even get cut in preseason, the way he was talking about not wanting to play center and doing all this. And then he ends up getting in there, needing to be in there at right guard, and plays real well. And you know, they end up keeping him for continuity. It's nice that he can play guard and center. He moves around the line, you know, knows the system, all that. But I obviously knew the other guys were going to get a lot more, but that still was in more years and more dollars than I expected. But, you know, you do want to keep up front, keep that continuity, and keep him rolling. So I could drink it in.
Yeah, I like I said, for me to keep four out of our five starters on that line, to keep that line intact as much as possible. I like keeping Graham, the versatility, the shiftability. We can move him to the center position when needed, which again, you know, with some of the injury issues we've had in the past is a good thing to have. So I liked it. I mean, again, as Brad always does, he's got these, you know, shrewd clauses in the contracts where, okay, is it really a 3-year deal or is there an out at two? You know, how much is guaranteed? How much is really going to hurt you on the back end? Again, is the salary cap real? You know, that kind of stuff. So I like it. I like having those four out of five. And then, you know, later in the day when Jonah goes to the Rams and gets paid, I was like, yep, nope, that's why we kept Graham. And that's why Jonah got paid. So, you know, lots of Lions happy for Jonah. You know, hey, look, you know, these guys, their shelf life in the NFL is not a long time. They got a short window to make as much money as possible. You know, talk to these running backs once they hit the age 27. But man, you know, they got to get paid. So that's the business side of it. And good for Jonah to get his money. Would have liked him to stay if he could, but look, there's no way we were going to give him what the Rams gave him. And to keep Graham on the cheap and to keep that O-line rolling, I was happy with.
Chops, all good stuff by you. At least I think so. I kind of dozed off during that take of yours. But as I finished off, I said drink it in. I want to let the people.
And the people consist of the millions.
I want to let the millions and millions know that I'm sitting here doing the pod, drinking my first ever prime hydration drink, blue raspberry. Oh man, tastes delicious, tastes like victory, kind of tastes like Super Bowl, to be honest. So I thought I'd just get that out there after your wonderful football take that you gave that I kind of slept through.
Well, I think you fell asleep too because you were going to do a sound drop after you said you were serving up Kool-Aid and then you never served it to the people. So maybe you fell asleep a little early there. You continue the nap through my take there, but you know, you can't be sleeping on the sound drops there, buddy. You got like one job. You got to drop it. So you're going to serve it up to the people. There
cornbread,
it is.
Cornbread.
There you go. I got him a little Kool-Aid, a little cornbread. Now let's move on from Graham Glasgow. We got Jonah Jackson, 3 years, $51 million to the Rams. Real quick, before we get to this other Lions signing, like me and you, Chops, we're always getting into like the details and how do you build a team and where you spend your money and where you don't. Real quick, this is like a 2 minute or less take. The Rams have spent $15 million on two guards. They drafted a center, I think, in the second round, who played guard last year. Like, that is a lot of resources put in the middle of your O-line. Are they trying to replicate what we're doing, or are they just ridiculously overspending and have no clue what they're doing after they fumbled their way into a Super Bowl and all of Detroit rooted for that quarterback?
I mean, I think they realize that, you know, Matty Staty isn't exactly what he used to be anymore, and they need to protect him. So he isn't going to be nimbling and jumping around and dodging flying DNs, and that division has added some dogs.
Unleash so they,
and we've got that guy who's ready to be unleashed too. So, but again, okay, you know, I don't want to go into this, but like, is the salary cap number real? Like, I see all these deals that come on. It's like, $27 million a year for that. And I'm like, 5 minutes ago, that team only had $17 million in cap space. What do you mean they got $27 million a year for this guy? Like, it makes no sense. You get all these restructures. They move this around. They do this. They do that. And it's like, okay, well, what did they accomplish here? So, yeah, I can't figure out some of these numbers. You know, you like to see guys that do the hometown discount. And then we had one of our own where, Kaminsky restructured his deal. So that was good for us. But, yeah, the salary cap is crazy, man. And I don't know how some of these teams spend the money that they spend.
Yeah, exactly. It's teams that go in with no space end up grabbing all these high-end players. Teams like us that have tons of money are still spending very carefully. It's definitely made up out of thin air, but me and you could definitely have a whole show, two shows, weeks of shows about how some of these teams, like, I don't know. I don't even know. Like, these supposed to be the smartest guys in the world. There's only 32 of these jobs to be GM. These are the best football players in the world. And I see people just getting, like, grossly overpaid, overpaying positions that you could draft in, like, the third, fifth round. I see guys just getting more years than they would ever really want to give them. And like you say, most of the dollars just get canceled out at the end, or like 50% of it's just funny money anyway. So that is the crazy part about it. Let's get back to our Lions. Talk about this kind of intriguing signing, or this might be a bad signing, or I'm not sure where I'm at with it, but Marcus Davenport. I just remember him coming out in the draft, and he was this big physical beast. Nobody knew where he was going to go, and then the Saints basically gave up their whole everything to get this guy. And he had a bunch of hype, didn't do anything, hurt, whatever, didn't really do anything, washed out of the Saints, went to Minnesota, never heard from him, like 2 sacks in 2 years. But you throw on his film, and he throws people in the backfield, he power rushes people, he looks the part in the jersey to some degree. I'm curious what this guy can bring, but I'm not like over the moon excited, like, because he has no production and he's not been much since he's been in the league. But I'm intrigued by the physicality and how the Lions might use him and coach him up.
This is going to be a reoccurring theme on this show, and you're going to get really sick and tired of me hearing it. But like, I like what this guy could be. But is he healthy? Can he be on the field? Like, let's run down the list of this dude's injuries. Thumb, toe, elbow, shoulder, concussion, ankle, multiple surgeries. He has a partial pinky amputation. Like, he started double-digit games in one season of his 5 years. One. So, is he going to play? Like, is he going to give me 4 games? Is he going to give me 12 games? Like, if he's healthy, he has upside. And he's on the field. I mean, again, I don't love paying the dude $10 million on a 1 year deal with incentives, or I guess 6.5 of whatever is guaranteed. But, you know, I agree. I thought he was overdrafted when they reached for him in the first round. Hasn't done a whole lot, but look, maybe they know something that we don't, like Brad Holmes does, seems to, or at least he does in the draft. I'm not so sure about in free agency right now, but the guy has history with guys on the regime. So if he's healthy and he works out, okay. But I'm kind of getting fed up with taking these deals or signing these guys coming off injuries. And we're like, well, let's just hope and pray that the guy can get on the field. Okay. Well, what happens if he doesn't? Where are you at?
Chobby Chob, I think you need a little bit of this blue raspberry prime that I'm drinking over here. Drink it in, buddy.
Drink it in, man.
Need to get your positivity up. Need to get you feeling a little bit better about these moves. Plus, I'm trying to get us a sponsorship because I hear the kids are drinking this prime like crazy, and I hear it's like a billion-dollar business. So, I mean, who knows? Might be the Detroit prime cast before you know it. But Chops, for you, man, this has always been your thing, from fantasy football to everything. It's always about what has happened. You deem a guy injury prone. You don't like guys once they get paid. You think they just throw up their slippers and call it a day. My whole thing has always been, just because dude was injured 3 years ago or last year doesn't mean it's going to happen now. Like, the Lions got a lot of players that were nothing and then came in here and did some things. Like, you know, there's been players for the Lions that were hurt right in the beginning of their career and everyone was ready to give up on them, and then they balled out. There's guys that weren't hurt early and then, you know, ended up being cripples at the middle or the back of their career. Like, to me, it's all so random. It's football. Like, it is what it is. You know, I just don't buy into all this. You're able to predict what's going to happen because of what has happened when it comes to injuries. Other things in your life, yeah, a little more predictable, maybe based on your past or your tendencies or whatever. But not injuries in the National Football League, man. To me, they're very random.
I guess if that's your stance on him, Okri, and again, you're right, you're going to have to keep serving me the Kool-Aid. But if that's your stance, then why do you have an issue with us re-signing Mosley? right? Like, we signed him. It didn't work out. He was injured. Okay. Well, injuries don't, injury pass doesn't matter, right? He was a baller in San Francisco. So, but you didn't like that deal. So I, again, I feel like we have another dude in an, at another position in the exact same spot. Like, is he going to come back from injury and be ready to play?
I'll revert back to the other pod. Last time I checked, Marcus Davenport has two legs that work. Emmanuel Mosley does not. Does he?
He's got half a pinky.
It doesn't matter. His tape his hand up. I don't care about that. My thing with Mosley is if Mosley had his thing and he was going to be good this summer and be in all the camps, I had no problem. But when he's going to be limping around and trying to get back by first game again, it's back-to-back major injuries. That's concerning. I never said once on here, he's going to do it again. My thing is, it's happening right now. So, I don't know. I think Marcus Davenport, I need to see him, you know, maybe look into him a little bit more, because I think he was even listed as a linebacker, and they've done some different things with him. But I'm intrigued by him just from a physicality and the fact the coaches know him. Here's the one we're probably going to, you know, have issues with as well. So, Lions trade a third round pick for Carlton Davis. Now, before I get maybe to, or you're probably going to get to the negative side, Chops, you want me to give you a little positive on this before we get rolling?
Yeah, we can go. I got some positive on it too. I'm not all down on it.
I mean, here's the most positive, because now we have a new drop for Carlton.
Oh gosh. It's not unusual.
What do you mean? That's going to be incredible. Everyone in Detroit doing the dance when he makes a play, dropping the Carlton from Fresh Prince. That's going to be off the charts.
Oh, God.
That's incredible.
I didn't even think about that until you just put it in my head, and now I hate this signing even more. Thank you. It went from a D to a D minus. Oh, God.
People out there, that is the best part. I want to see everybody in Ford Field dropping the Carlton anytime this guy makes any play of any sort. That's first and foremost, but... But to be honest, like, a third round is a very valuable asset. You know, this guy makes around 14. There's been rumor, innuendo, he might come in and, you know, move some money around. You know, the word extension, I don't know. You know, I'm not in love with this player. But it goes back to my scheme fit. Good guy. Has some ball production when it comes to PBUs. Maybe not so much as interceptions. You know, likes to cover the number one guy. Has some nice PFF stats. I'm sure you can give us some of those or look into some of those. But Carlton Davis, to me, is a pretty good player on the surface, as I tweeted out. It's just the draft pick, the dollars, the fact that it doesn't wow you from a name perspective or just a player. He doesn't have a ton of swag, this, that. Like, you know, maybe he comes in here is really good. Maybe he's Cam Sutton plus, who was your boy last year, Cam Sutton. So you haven't talked much about him since he couldn't cover coffee table. But the more I think about it, this is going to be a really solid person, really solid player, good in the locker room, you know, more productive on the field. And if they get that number down and then Brad Holmes work his magic with the six rounders, I think I'm good with it.
For me, there's a lot to break down with Carlton Davis. So the losing a third round pick to me, it hurts a little bit because we know how well Brad can draft. So you dropped a top 100 pick, but for that pick, you also got 2 6 rounders, which again, I don't consider garbage like some people do. So, you know, you got a third rounder for 2 6 rounders, and then you got this player. So I like the player, don't get me wrong, but again, he's, in my opinion, he's not a CB1. He's not. So he's maybe a CB2A, if you're going to call Cam Sutton CB2B, but he's not a CB1. So that's my big issue with that. He's not physical, but he does cover big bodies pretty well, but he does struggle with speeds. So cue up the, oh my gosh, did he just get burned? So, you know, and again, $14 million a year. That's a lot of money, Ocker. He immediately becomes our third biggest cap hit for this year. So, yes, I know there's talk about, like, restructure, but I don't even know if I want this guy on the team for more than this year. So, collectively between these two, you used $20 million against the cap, $20 million for two players that are like, they don't. I mean, I guess if Carlton Davis is healthy, he's our best corner. Now, I will say, we'll talk about this, you know, the next move that we made here. And I think the guy that we signed pairs up well with Carlton Davis. He's kind of his strength is what Carlton's weaknesses are. So that's good. But I mean, when I see a breakdown of a guy and literally the quote is brutal hands, 9 picks in 6 years, brutal hands, drops lots of interceptions. Oh, man, that I don't love it. I don't love it.
Chops, I kind of heard you. I really did. I tried to stay awake, but all I kept hearing was Carlton. I don't know, man. This is going to be back and forth between me and you because it's... I don't know. You only wanted the two other bigger names, and I wanted a guy that got paid $28 million to play defensive tackle. So just because we didn't get those guys doesn't mean that Brad Holmes didn't do what he always does, which is he's filled... You know, he's reworking the corner room. He went and got himself a big old nasty beast to play defensive end, maybe move around the line and see what he can do. You know, what is Davenport? He's like 6'5", 280 pounds. I mean, fits the mold there. And he's bringing back guys that are on the team that he likes. And he's letting guys go that are getting over Pizzate. So I don't know why we would hate that approach other than you didn't get the big Christmas tree gift that you thought or we hope was under the tree. So, Chops, I don't know if you noticed, but we tend to go long on this pod when we get talking. So we literally just did a half of a first segment, and we're nearing our commercial break here for our great sponsors. So I think we're going to have to get those folks in, talk about a few folks here for a minute, and then come back and start dipping back into more of these moves, probably some more arguments between me and you. I want to pub up the people on a few things we've been doing, a few things that are out there if they want to check it out. So, you know, before we go to our commercial break, I mean, we keep reminding people that they got to go check out Notorious DET and all his great merch. Especially that new... Unleash Hutch t-shirt that dropped. I may have collabed with Notorious. We may have a few other things in the hopper there, but they need to go check that out. Chops, I mean, we got Lions on tap. We got PFF All 22, Reality Sports Online. I mean, so many great sponsors that the folks need to check out, don't you think?
Yeah, totally agree. We got to get that Unleash Hutch shirt out and about for the people. Can't wait to hand a few of those out here when the season wraps back up. Or starts back up. I mean, it's going to be a good season with all the merch and all the fun stuff we got going on. Lots of Lions content, lots of love for the people. Before we hit the commercial break, I don't want to just be dumping out all your Kool-Aid, Oakley. Like, I do like some things about Carlton Davis, other than that terrible sound drop that you're going to play all freaking year that I got to get used to now. But look, he's got no issues in the run game. You know, he plugs the hole there. And let's be honest, I don't like Todd Bowles' defensive system that he ran at Tampa Bay. So maybe AG's scheme can fit this guy a little bit better, and we can bring some strengths out of him that were kind of lingering there. So I'm optimistic. I think he's got upside. Don't love the number, but I'm also not just giving this up. Maybe AG can do something with this guy that we haven't seen him do in Tampa. So and I like this even more when we get into the other guy, the other corner that we signed. I think those two actually pair up pretty well together, but we can get into that after the break.
Chops circling back to his Carlton take, when really, I got to call out Notorious before we go to the break. And that's Notorious DET. I need you to get out the Ben Genius t-shirt. I know you have the logo. You know what the tagline is. Let's get the font and let's get that out for the people. All right, let's get that done. So, everybody, please listen to our sponsors. Please go check them out. When we come back, we'll talk more about these current signings, future signings, guys we didn't sign, NFC North signings, draft stuff, Google Sheets. Who knows what else we might get into, everybody? We'll be right back.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, everybody. This goes out to my fantasy football fans out there. Now, you probably heard about Reality Sports Online, the most powerful fantasy sports platform where owners can build and manage their fantasy team like a real NFL general manager. But the question is, have you tried it? I mean, we're talking free agency, multi-year contracts, rookie drafts, multi-team trades. You could put franchise tags on guys. It's as close as you're going to get to being an NFL GM. But do you think it sounds complicated? It's not. I'm here to tell you it's the best thing about Reality Sports Online is it's just more fun than your normal fantasy league, but it doesn't take barely any more time. After all this, are you still not sure? I mean, come on now. You can test your general manager skills by going over to Reality Sports Online, call it RSO. Please go check out realitysportsonline.com right now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Kool-Aid drinkers are back. Thank you so much for checking out the sponsors. Listen to our promos. Go check out Notorious, all the different fantasy football sites, Spotify. You want to start your own pod, do it up. And we got so much more free agency and stuff to talk about. So I know Tuna, Santa, Bo DeFrisco, JP 1077, all the OGs, all the classics have been hitting me up with takes and gimmicks and wish lists and people they want. So that's kind of the spot we're in. But you know, the other big signing, I guess I call it a big signing, but to me it's just because it's the position that everybody's been focused on. But this Akeem Robertson signing, cornerback from the Las Vegas Raiders, is intriguing to me because this guy does have some swag. He rocks that 21, which is my favorite number in all of sports. He gets after you. He started quite a bit of games, has a little bit more oomph to him when it comes to just what he can maybe do out on the field, a little bit younger, I think. But he's another depth signing when it comes to cornerbacks. Nice little signing by Brad Holmes. 2 years, not even $10 million. Got some incentives in there. Didn't give up any draft capital like he did with Carlton Davis. You know, there's some other things that are just more intriguing for me. But I'm not putting this guy in the Hall of Fame. I'm not making him a dead starter. All I know is one thing, Choppy Chop, and that's this. Hashtag anybody but Willie. Anybody but Will Harris. Will Harris hopefully will finally be gone. Will, I tried to stick up for you. You let me down. Now I make fun of you at any point because you can't cover anything. You get roasted, toasted, and extra crispy anytime you're on the field. Hopefully Robertson, Davis, Sutton and company won't do the same in 2024. Chops, what do you got?
So this is the best signing so far, in my opinion, for how much we paid and what this guy is. Dude is physical. He is definitely a dog. Like, he fits AG, MCDC mentality. I know he's listed at 5'9", but he plays way bigger than that. He's got the swag. It's taken him some time to get, like, to make a name for himself in the league. But he started the 19 games in the last two seasons, so he's kind of like on the upswing, and we get him at a good deal, and it's a prove it deal, and his trajectory is up. So I like this signing a lot. Dude is fast, ran a 4.45 40, and I think he's a good pairing with your boy Carlton. So this is the kind of guy that is going to be fast where he's not fast. He's going to be physical. He's going to be a dog where the other guy is probably better at covering your big lanky guy. So these two on the field together with Cam Sutton kind of thrown in the mix, I like it. And the guy, I mean, look, he's going to bring a little bit of that swag that we are going to lose, or that we lost with CJ. That's my GJ going back to the Eagles. So I like this signing a lot, like the dollars, like the terms, like the trajectory. So Brad Holmes really brought in a guy that's going to fit this system well. Again, I'm not listing him as my CB1. He's not a top stud, but I think he's a good complimentary guy with the two dudes that we've got up there.
I like the fact that you like it, the player, the contract. I'm not sure I'd be giving him DAWG status at this point. His main drawback to me is there's not a drop that comes with it. So Carlton gets the nod, but for me, just based on that alone. You mentioned CJ, that's my GJ. I mean, that's a tough one for me because I feel like people really just, okay, this guy waved at the crowd up 17 points in an NFC title game. He came back from a huge injury. He talks a lot of noise. He scares the hell out of all these wimpy Detroit sports media people that you hear whining on podcasts about how hard their job is. Like, big deal, right? But it's like... You know, I kind of wanted the guy back for all those reasons, because he scares wimpy writers in the locker room, because he talks noise, because he can make plays. Everyone's running him out of town, and oddly enough, he ran right back to Philadelphia. So that one surprised me on multiple levels, but I do love Kerbo. Iffy finally became not so iffy there at the end of the year, and then you got my boy, Brian Branch, who, like, now is playing nickel, now he's in the slot, now you can move him around, but can play safety. And if a guy named, I don't know, Mikey Samner still was drafted by the Lions, maybe you can do crazy things with all those guys, all four or five of those different chess pieces, Swiss Army knife. So, you know, that was a big loss slash, you know, maybe it's a good thing, but I can't imagine, like, Brad Holmes and company weren't fired up to get Gardner Johnson in here, so they can't be that happy to just see him walk back out the door after playing a couple games for us. So that is what it is. Chops, you want to get into... I'm going to pitch this to you, but I was a little disappointed because I feel like a lot of the NFC North teams grabbed guys that I like, bigger names, gave out some contracts, got some productive football players, and... It always feels like a lot of our division foes get guys that I'd be signing up or that I'd be going after. So that always frustrates me a little bit. But what do you think about CJ walking out the door and then Ducey and about NFC North guys coming in for these other squads?
I wasn't going to pay CJ, that's my GJ, that money that Philly wanted him. You know, they were clamoring after he left for 1 year. I'm not knocking the guy. I like the guy. I like the swag. I like the dog. I like all that stuff. But to me, with Brian Branch, with Iffy, with the safeties that are going to be in this draft, I expect us to take some help, secondary help. It made sense to just kind of let him walk. I, you know, again, I'm not heartbroken over it. I don't necessarily want to pay that guy. I think he ended up making like $11 or $12 million a year with back with Philly. So I'm okay with it. And yeah, let's talk about the NFC North. Did the NFC North just play like a roller or a carousel of guys like, oh, I'm going to leave the Vikings and go to the Bears. I'm leaving the Bears and going to the Packers. I'm leaving the Packers and going to the Vikings. Like, it was just this like juggling of like, you know, 6 degrees of separation of the NFC North. But some big moves by these teams. Starting with the Vikings, of course, they lose Cousins and they bring in Sam Darnold. So yeah, that makes me kind of happy. But then they went around and signed Aaron Jones and a couple of guys that we talked about, Van Ginkle and Greenard. So I thought the Vikings got better in some aspects and significantly worse in others, i.e. quarterback. So I think they expect to draft a quarterback, but that means that they're going to have some pretty bad quarterback play here for a couple of years, and we're going to need to capitalize on that. So, there's that. The Bears, again, getting your boy Shifty Swifty back in the NFC North. And again, the safety from Tennessee, Bard. And then, of course, the tight end Everett, too. So they had a couple of moves there. But again, what are they doing at quarterback? They're going to draft Caleb Williams and they're going to have just run Fields. Maybe they'll put him at running back with Swifty. They can have a nice little 1-2 combo there with just run Fields and Swifty dog. So, and then the Packers, man, let's talk about the Green Bay Packers. Pack Nation, the cheddar heads, the cheese sticks, the mozzarella mania. They sign Josh Jacobs, and everybody is like, oh my God, we've got the best running back duo in the NFC North in the NFL. Woo! Oh, we're great! And then they pay Aaron Jones $12 million to not play football for their team this year. Okay, Green Bay, what you got going on there? So, yeah, they got Josh Jacobs. Woohoo! Great. Yeah, that's awesome. He's a good player. I do like their, McKinney signing. That's a nice pickup by him. I know we talked about him. You and I both had him on our list, I believe, of guys that we'd be interested in. But, the Lions are still the team to beat. We are still the Kings in the North. I know you're going to play a drop for me there. But, there was a lot of moves in the NFC North, but nothing really that makes me, like, worried about any of these teams that are going to be scaring us or coming at us. But we still run the North.
Asking you shall receive. And just a friendly reminder for the people and all our division foes out there.
The King in the North. The King in the North.
And Chops, as I was like dozing off / very intently listening to your take, did you say something in the realm of mozzarella mania?
Brother.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, you like that? You like that? Mozzarella mania. Brother.
Well, I don't know, man. Like, again, we're different on this show quite a bit because you seem to be poo-pooing a lot of the moves and not giving many kudos, if you ask me. But I think Josh Jacobs is a hell of a player. I don't know how Shifty Swift is going to do on that horrible slip and slide they call a field in Soldier Field or whatever it's called these days. But, yeah, Xavier McKinney is one of my favorite players in all the league, to be honest. And, I think the pass rush for Minnesota's going to be better. Like, I would assume they're going to do better at quarterback than Sam Darnold and his red beard. Like, they're going to bring in somebody. They still got playmakers. So I just feel like across the division, you're right, they were kind of trading and people coming back to the division, people leaving the division. But I think it's better. We have better comp. I mean, I still think it's funny that they're putting the mozzo sticks in, like, the greatest team ever just because they made a late run and won one playoff game and then they imploded. It's like, I mean, again, some of their players that showed out, like, let's see if they can do it again. Let's see if they can do it consistently. Minnesota, if you don't get a quarterback, I mean, I don't care what you do at all these other positions, you're not going to be better. So I still think we're the Kings of North. We run this thing, but there were definitely some intriguing signings by our division, more so than most. And literally, I always want the Lions to just get all the ballers and have the rest of our GMs in the division fall asleep and do nothing. That'd be ideal, I would think. But let me ask you this, man. Now what? You know, like, I knew you were going to come on here and, oh, it's not what I wanted. It's not hashtag Choppy said. What Choppy said? You know, you haven't done any woo-wees. You haven't done any hashtag Choppy likeies here on the show. I pretty much knew that was coming because it wasn't what you said. But as I had to tell you in a text, I'm pretty sure we're going to be good because we didn't lose any major people. We added positions of need. We have draft picks in our back pocket. We have ball players on both sides of the football, especially the guys up front. Like, I'm not very concerned whatsoever. And we're recording here. It's literally one day into free agency. I mean, you know, Brad Holmes told you he wasn't going to win the day. He wasn't going to win the media. So he's probably going to sit there very tactfully and wait for all these prices to come down, trade options to show up. And then he's going to eat. He's going to cook. And he's going to do his thing then. So I'm not concerned at all. These are probably going to be way better than we thought. And you're probably going to have to apologize again to that man, Brad Holmes, and even me on the show for all your negativity today. That's what I think. But now what? Now what's going to happen other than you apologize?
Well, you'll get no apologies from me about free agency because, again, name me a free agent that Brad Holmes has signed in the last three off seasons that has like made huge impacts. I can name one, and he's David Montgomery, and that's the guy that I was clamoring for. So, again, I'm not saying these guys are going to be terrible. I'm not saying that they're not going to be good. I'm just saying they're not the moves that these moves don't make the need. Don't make or break the team for me. But again, someone put on Twitter, hey, Lions fans, are you panicking yet? Bro, we haven't drafted yet. I'm not panicking yet because guess what? That's when Brad Holmes cooks. He cooks in the draft, okay? We had the best draft recognized by the league last year, and I expect him to have a top five draft in the NFL this year. So there's no panic in my game. I just don't love these players at these price tags that we signed. So, you know, now, again, and guess what? After the draft, if you panic, well, then you don't know Brad Holmes because he knows he's smarter than us. His draft picks worked out. So, again, it's okay for me to criticize that I don't like the free agents that we signed. I didn't say that, you know, I'm not giving him an F.
I'm just trying to get to the bottom of it. Is it, do you not like it because it's not going to work or they're not good or because you didn't say it first and it's not what you would have done? That's what I'm trying to get to.
I mean, if you're trying to get to that, like, again, I don't know what you want me to say, man. Like, it's none of the stuff that you, that it's none of the guys that you wanted either. So, you know, if you're trying to get me to woo-wee and Kool-Aid, that's not the way to do it. So I try to get you hype about the draft and then fine. It's not hashtag what Choppy said, but again, he's not done yet. And a lot of the guys that hashtag who Choppy wanted are still out there. So.
Probably future bowling alley employees, I would think. But
most likely.
I think now what is waited out. Now what's continue to add to any positions they feel they're weak. Go into the draft where you're pretty much good. Have some depth. Have ball players that could start, unless you can have an upgrade. Upgrade in the draft. Speaking of upgrade in the draft and free agency, you know, just out of nowhere this week, I decided I was just going to, you know, send out to all a select group of our loyal, diehard Detroit Kool-Aid drinkers, supporters, people I thought might enjoy it. So a lot of you got a little email notification that you can check out the 2024 NFL Draft and Free Agent Oakry and Chops Google Sheet, which is about 18 to 20 tabs deep with every piece of data, thing you could be intrigued with. Is it kept up perfectly all day 24/7? No, we both have very busy lives, but there's a lot of good stuff on there. I know a lot of you guys were enjoying once I sent it out to you. So check that out. The plan is that maybe, just maybe, we'll come up with a game plan and we'll be doing all this stuff live come draft season and when we record live. So that's still a work in progress, as I told all of you that I sent it to, but it's definitely kind of a fun tool that we're going to use to track our picks, our rankings, what's going on in the league, things like that. So there's all types of free agent tabs, draft, best available, the Oakery, big board, you know, all things are getting updated as we have time leading into the draft and now that free agency has kicked off. So, Chops, I think that that's a fun thing for the people, as well as how about that Oakery Mock 1.0 that came out this week, along with another Oakery Mock every Friday now until the draft. I mean, that's an absolute blessing for the folks out there, don't you think?
Yeah. I'll make sure to check that out. They're definitely want to see who it is that you're drafting, because, you know, Brad's not going to take any of those people, but he wouldn't take any of the ones that I put in my mock draft either. So, no, it is mock draft season. It's a great time of year. That I have to say that here, Oakry, let me give you some kudos for sharing the Google sheet with all the people. That's great draft insider information put together mostly by Oakry and a little bit by me here and there. But you'll see our ranks by position. You'll see our needs for Lions. You'll see free agent guys that we wanted. So, you know, if you're interested in getting access to the Google sheet, you know, reach out to us on Twitter. Hit me up at Chops in the D. Hit him up at Derek Oakry. And maybe, just maybe, we will get privy to some of that information on the Google sheet.
Chops,
and, Oakry's going to continue to put out his mock drafts. I've been kind of tinkering around with mine here and there.
I was going to say, let's get back to my mock real quick. First of all, I want your take, but you did take kind of a shot at me, which I appreciate. And, of course, I got to come back with something. But, Chops, let's give ourselves a little credit. If me and you literally were... You know, of course, me GM and you kind of the VP of player personnel or coffee runner, whatever you would do for our regime. Like, we've done real well in the drafts the last few years. I mean, we said to take Unleash Hutch, Aiden Hutchinson. I called J-Mo live. We both wanted, but I've kind of claimed him, of course, because I take credit after the fact. My boy, Brian Branch, me and you both wanted Hendon Hooker as a backup quarterback when he started to drop and when things came out about him. Like, if we go down the list, I feel like we're nailing people that the Lions not only selected, but guys that they didn't select who have been ball players. Tank Dell is one guy I remember that I kept touting away, and he balled out. So, like, I feel like we got a good percentage, even though you said that they'll never take who we say. I don't think that's true. That's not factually accurate, which I know you like to be on the show.
I mean, there's a couple guys. Like, I think we both nailed Branch, Hooker, couple other ones here, but yeah, there's, like I said, it's fun to play the game of you're on the clock. Who are you going to take? Of course, you know, some of the guys work, some of them don't. Look, is this the part where I tell you that, you know, you were super high on Jeff Okuda and you wanted him with that third pick? Let's get into that. Right. We can take some shots here and there, but, then you also had the pick of why didn't we take Ed Oliver in 2019? So some good ones out there. I think you and I were both in on Penei Sewell, run it up to the podium. That was a great pick there too. And of course, Hutch. So, no, it's fun, man. Listen, it's great. Love to see the live picks on the clock, playing, down what, you know, hashtag what Choppy said, but actually it's written down. So you can't go back and say, no, I didn't want that guy. I never said that guy was going to be good. Andrew Voorhees. And, and then he's nothing for 2 years, but, it's fun. It's fun.
Absolutely great time, and so many things I could get into there, but we again are trying to keep this timely for the folks. I do want to just give the verbal what I was thinking for the people, get a little draft in here. So for that first mock, I mean, Darius Robinson, I know he's not high on the board, but there are quite a few people that like him. I lean towards him just because of fit, man. What he said at the podium, who he is. Local guy, hard worker, big body. That's who I'm going to lean to at the bottom of the first round. The thing I have found out, Choppy, I know you won't creak open the wallet to get the PFF to be able to do lots of mocks, but the more mocks and mocks that I do on the PFF mock machine, if you pass up corners in round one or round two, it's going to be tough. Even if you pass them in round one, it's slim pickings after that. So Kool-Aid, Sanders still, Regstraw, those kids are, you almost got to take them or you're just going to have to wait, which I did in this mock. So, Chops, I absolutely love this wide receiver, Xavier Leggett from South Carolina. I've watched multiple, films of his highlights, and this guy is like AJ Brown to me, man. He's all over catching short passes, deep passes, mossing people, running people over, running past people. Love what he brings. Tavondre Sweat from Texas to me was a guy that he seems like the Lions might either love him or be like, no, we're good. We got Martin, we got Aleem, we got whoever else they bring in that's 330 plus that was working at the bowling alley a week ago. So I don't know that they'll go there, but I did in the third round. Cooper Beebe was there at 92. I think you said a week ago you want him at number 29. So I don't know if PFF is crazy or you guys are off your rocker with this guy. But as I had to tell some people on the Twitter machine, if they're there in the mock, I take them in the mock. I don't tell the mock that you're not going to be there because you were. Then I went and got Zach Zenner around 5, which a lot of people thought was incredible value. We know he's hurt. We know we have some other options. Now I'm going to be looking at left guards. I need a left guard now that they paid Glasgow. So that's going to be a factor for me of what side they played and do they have any versatility. Josh Wallace, corner, didn't love that pick, but had to get me a corner in round 6. And then Jarius Monroe is a kid I like out of Tulane with that 7th round pick. That's kind of how I've been going on most of my mocks there. So there's the verbal justification for Okri Mock 1.0. 2.0 to come, and you guys might also get a top 10 big board here before the week is out from yours truly.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Always love to do the mocks and then actually just to go back and justify what you were thinking on there. It's always fun to do that too. So we may have to have an entire show dedicated to, let's do a live mock draft. Let's do a this. Who are you taking? Like maybe we go through and look at the board, announce the top 5 guys, and then you make your pick and I make my pick, and then we're both wrong when Brad Holmes does it. But it'll be fun. We'll definitely do it.
Chops, you know what I just figured out? Why you haven't been drinking any Kool-Aid, you're negative on everything, you're even getting mad when I take cheap shots of you. Like, I don't do that on most of the shows here that we do here on the Kool-Aid Cast. Because your Red Wings lost like 6 in a row. They put a garbage patch on their jersey. They haven't won a game since. The captain's hurt. The team looks like they're bumbling and stumbling out there on the ice. People were all hype. We thought we were going to the playoffs. We thought we had Stanley Cup aspirations. You gave a 3-minute woo-wee soliloquy about our Red Wings, and since then they've fallen apart. So I think you need to apologize for all that, too. It's probably half your fault, if you ask me. Need some of that red Kool-Aid.
Well, I mean, if it's my fault, why should I keep serving it up? But yeah, they have been a dumpster fire since they put the dumpster patch on their jerseys. So it's all been down here. I think 6 straight losses, captain hurt, Valeno hurt, losing to non-playoff teams. It's been someone needs to get fired or demoted or something to get this get this train back rolling. So here, there's more. You're pouring out your Kool-Aid. Thanks, buddy.
Oh, and real quick, I got a 2-second fantasy hockey rant. Chops, what's up with Yahoo Fantasy Hockey when I hit the button to start all active players? And half the time they leave like Austin Matthews on my bench even when he's playable. Or my goalies don't ever show that they're even playing until it's puck drop. So I take them out. And then right after 7 o'clock, Igor from the New York Rangers is in net, but I had to bench him because he didn't have the little green check. Like, I'm still basically first place looking for the championship, which I don't even know how I did that, but I got lots of issues with Yahoo Fantasy Hockey. There you go.
Yeah, it's brutal. It's absolutely rough. But ESPN's is no better. Does ESPN even have a fantasy hockey league anymore?
How is ESPN the worldwide leader, and their fantasy football platform has been the exact same from 2005 till today. They haven't added any features. Half the off season, it's not even available. Like, what are they doing? That makes no sense. Yet everybody that I talk to, all my buddies are like, oh, if you're using ESPN, I'll do the league. If not, I won't. It's like, you realize it sucks, right? I mean, it's not good. So anyway,
yeah, we could do an entire show on fantasy platforms, good, bad, ugly, and in between. Don't
get yes, me started, we could. Okri. Yes, we could. That's all we should say at this point. Choppy chop, the Lions dipped their toe in free agency. Yes, there were crickets. Yes, we have a new drop thanks to Carlton being on the team. I feel better about it than you. I'm always drinking that Detroit Kool-Aid. I'm always going to rep my team. You're going to look at the stats. You're going to tell me what somebody did 5 years ago and project that's going to happen tomorrow. I get it. I think we'll have some bigger moves to talk about. The draft is like a month away, a month and a half away, end of April here in Detroit. So that's going to be incredible. As I often say, to end the show, you haven't done many gimmicks. You haven't done much yelling. You really haven't hyped the people up too much, but I've had fun. Do you have anything else for the wonderful listeners before we get rolling?
I gotta cut in here, Oakley. Breaking news. Breaking news.
Oh, boy.
Dan Skipper reported.
You're reporting that he reported? Or did he not report? Did he sign and you thought he reported? Because you might be confused.
You know, I'm gonna have to go back to the league on that one and see what they said. I thought I saw some movement there. He may or may not have reported. Not sure. So, but he will be back next year with Detroit.
Oh my goodness, he will be back. That is a big signing. Skip is back, everybody. Well, if Choppy's got nothing else, I'm fired up about our football team. I know Kaminsky said he restructured to win a Super Bowl this year. I know that's what the fans want. So, everybody. That's what we got this week. Drink up that Detroit Kool-Aid. I recommend Blue Raspberry Prime. Drink it in, everybody. Hold on. Wait for it.
Drink it in now.
Side of cornbread.
Cornbread.
Make it a double.
Cornbread.
And we'll catch you next week right here on the Detroit Kool-Aid Cast. Take care, everybody. We're out.
Bring me Sneed.
It's not unusual to be loved by me. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. But when I see you hanging about, it's not unusual to see me cry. I wanna die. It's not unusual to go out at any time. But when I see you out and about, it's such a crime. If you see that,
I'll pack the bag, start the plane. This game is over. By the Lions.
Drink it in, man.